It's Dino on the phone with Carlos Mencia. He's playing the Casino del Sol Event Center this Saturday, and you can get tickets at CasinoDelSol.com or KFMA.com through the concert calendar. How you doing?
Contrary to what every politician is saying, I'm fine, and I think our country is going to be fine. But if all of Trump's predictions are right, and Hillary wins, and we lose our independence, and the country goes to crap, and we all die, come and see me this weekend before all of it ends, man.
You as a comedian must be just like, this is the golden age. I've got Trump, I've got Hillary. The possibilities are endless.
You know what it's like? It's like we chose the two people with herpes, and now we got to bang one of them. That's where we're at.
Somebody's
That's
not walking away from this.
It seems like every time you're like, okay, I'm gonna bank Hillary. Oops, she's got an email outbreak. Nope, I'm going with Trump. Oop, he touched somebody. Nope, I'm going with Hillary. She's got another email outbreak. Nope, I'm going with Trump. He said something about somebody else. Nope, can I bank? I'm not gonna bank any of them.
Yeah, you guys gotta be abstinent for the rest of your life.
It's so crazy out there, and friends are becoming non-friends because, you know, the supporters are so ardent because everybody believes this is the most important election ever in the history of the world. You know, the only difference is now the news pays attention more. We pay attention more to the news, and so people are freaking out. But, you know, we're good. We're going to be fine.
It's the worst on Facebook. I mean, you didn't know all your friends were that racist, did you?
Oh, no. I had no idea that deep down inside, man. And, you know, if I don't know if you read on the internet, but there's a rumor saying that I'm German. So as a German, I am appalled at all these minorities and what they're doing to this country.
I didn't know. Well, there was a lot of German influence in Mexico, you know, the whole accordion thing with the music. So
the umpapa and the tuba, yeah, I guess. I don't know, man. I just think it's really funny how everybody's so serious about it. And at the end of the day, this country has survived many, many. We survived the president in a wheelchair. We survived the president that was banging everybody and their mom. We survived another president that was banging everybody and their mom, plus interns. We survived the goofy president. I mean, come on. We're going to be fine, people. We're going to be fine. This is not the end of the world.
Carlos everybody's Mencia, so the free. Sobering
You're
voice
not
of
my
reason.
Friend. You're not my friend because you're voting for him, whatever. Relax.
Yeah, everybody just chill out. Well, it's interesting to see what people outside of this country think about us. I mean, you've been traveling around out of the country. What has been the reaction?
It's embarrassing.
There? Yeah.
It's embarrassing. Because once you – see, here you can get emotional, right?
Right.
In America, you can be like, you don't understand. What about this? What about that? In other countries, you can't. And the thing is that once you get rid of the emotion and you have to answer smart questions to intelligent people – that's when you kind of realize, like, wow, these are the two we picked? Sorry, man. We had better, I promise. We had better.
Our bad.
Biden didn't go in, and we didn't believe Bernie because he's a little too old and giving too much away. I mean, and then on the other side, there were 16 other candidates. Oh, we didn't know. We forgot. Sorry. We thought it was fun, and it was a game. And now that it's getting serious, we're like, I swear, everybody is going to, at the same time, do that Homer Simpson, boom, at the same time.
Whoops, our bad.
Yeah, exactly.
So what was Halloween like at the Mencia house this year? Any crazy clowns, killer clowns show up?
Well, you know what? I have been banned from doing Halloween because I had a prop gun that looked like a real gun, and when kids would knock, I would pull out the gun and scare them, and their parents would come and say, "How dare you scare my kids?" And like, isn't that what Halloween is about? Isn't that what it's supposed to be?
I missed the memo.
Really
yeah,
awesome big Snickers after, but I don't understand when I'm not, you know. But I mean, think about where our country's gotten. We're afraid of clowns that don't do anything. I mean, I could understand. Oh, there's a clown with a gun. I get that. A clown with a machete, I get that. I don't get a 911 call going, there's a clown and he's staring at me. What's he doing? Nothing. What does he have? Nothing.
He's just masturbating. So
what do you mean? He's just staring at me. So why are you calling 911? He's a clown. So if it was a regular person staring at you, would you be freaked out? I don't know. I'm just afraid of clowns. Wow. What country is afraid of clowns that are holding nothing? You know, right. I don't know if anybody knows, but in France, that's an art, and they call them mimes. I don't know if you know that.
If you need to be afraid of anyone, it's Carlos Mencia answering the door for trick-or-treaters. Come on.
Yeah, be afraid of me holding a gun. That's what you need to be afraid of.
So I've noticed
of a goofy clown.
Oh yeah. So I've noticed that on your website you do the podcast, and I really enjoyed your Trump song. Was that an original composition?
Oh yeah. You guys got to go check it out. It was written after he said you can grab her by the.
Yeah.
And the name of the song is called "Grab Her by the." So. You got to go check it out. I had no idea that I was wasting my celebrity all these years. I've been actually talking to people. I could have just went up and grabbed them. I had no idea that I had that right as a celebrity.
I'm sure Mrs. Mencia.
I think all my years.
I'm sure Mrs. Mencia probably wouldn't appreciate it. But hey, you know, you're on the road. You know, things happen.
Well, no, I told her. Look, I'm not going to go farther than that. But at least I have that right.
Right. I can grab it. But I just can't put anything else in it.
Exactly. Nothing goes in. I hold it like a taco from the outside.
Oh, man, that's hilarious. So I'm going to try that one at home, see how that flies, and see if I can get away.
Listen, just between you and me, don't. It doesn't work, bro. It's funny on the radio, and that's about it.
Yeah, but in real life, that doesn't play.
Yeah, we're being funny on the radio, babe, like, is anybody really doing that? Come on. Does anybody really compare a taco to a thing? Come on. Nobody does.
I don't want to end up like Billy Bush.
No, you don't, bro. Don't. Stay there. Just keep your job. Stay grounded. And say, the views of Carlos Mencia do not in any way represent those of Rock 102.1.
Thank you very much. Yes. He's bad influence.
Send all your emails to carlosmencia@grabherbylet.com.
Well, so what can people expect from the big show coming up here on Saturday at the Casino del Sol?
A lot of fun, a lot of making fun of both candidates, but mostly a lot of positive vibes. I mean, I'm serious, man. You know, so many people are saying so many negative things about America, so many bad things, so much is broken and bad. And, you know, I'm an immigrant. I come from, you know, I was born in Honduras, bro, a country that's really broken and really sad. And, you know, for us to compare ourselves to anything other than the greatest country in the world is stupid. And for people to believe that, it's just crazy. So, you know, I'm going to go and make fun of it, but mostly celebrate being, you know, in a great country and fun. And what we don't understand in America is this, bro. The enemy in America is not Trump. It's not Hillary. It's not left. It's not right. It's that America saves more stupid people than any other country. Therefore, we have more stupid people than any other country.
Right.
And they don't know they're stupid. And that's the problem.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't know if you've tried to have an intelligent conversation with somebody about issues that are going on, and they just have no idea, but they think they know. They know, like, a headline, and then they're like, but let me tell you about this. But they don't really know anything. Those people are the biggest. They're the worst.
Right.
See, somebody with a gun that knows how to use a gun, that's not who you need to be afraid of. You need to be afraid of the idiot that doesn't know how to use a gun, that's going to pull it out, shoot himself in the foot, then say somebody shot me, then shoot three people. That's the guy you need to be afraid of. And that guy doesn't know he's an idiot in America because we save him. Because we put up signs near the Grand Canyon that say don't get too close to the edge. Why? To the Grand Canyon. If you don't see the edge of the Grand Canyon, you deserve to fall over it. We shouldn't have fences telling you not to get too close. These are the, we have other countries. My dad just rolled off the road in Honduras. And I said, why'd you roll off the road? And he said, because I forgot that over here in Honduras, they don't have the route to save you. You know what the route is? Are the little grooves on the edge of the road that when we get tired, it wakes us up. In Honduras, you're dead, bro. You're dead.
Right. Wow. He's okay,
that's
though,
the
right?
Difference.
He's
yeah,
okay.
Because we save idiots from themselves.
Oh, man. Well, hey, real quick, it's been like, what? It's just over a decade since you did Mind of Mencia on on Comedy Central. Does that just blow your mind that was like over a decade ago?
It really does, man. But yeah, I got a couple of new shows coming out next year. So I kind of stayed away from TV for a while, and now I'm getting back into it. So I'm in a good place. Everybody's like, hey, let's do it. So we came up with these two ideas. So I'll tell you one of them. One of them is it's a TV show called I Illegal. And it's about an illegal alien who, at the end of every episode, gets caught and sent back to Mexico. At the beginning of every episode, comes back. Based on one of my uncles who got caught 28 times and sent back to Mexico. Based on a true story. So it's a lot of his stories and stuff that really happened to him. Some of it is embellished. Some of them are real. You know, he used to be a janitor at one of those massage places. And one of the girls got tipped out that from a cop that she was with that they were going to raid. So when Vice raided, he was the only one there. And so he was the only one, and there happened to be a guy that wanted a massage. And he's not a masseuse, but they told him, you give him a massage or we're going to kick you out of the country. So, he got caught giving a guy a massage.
Man.
And he got deported.
It wasn't a happy ending on either side.
You know what? You're going to have to see if there's a happy ending or not.
Yeah, that's the tease. You got to tune in to find out.
You're going to have to watch if the show or anyone has a happy ending. There might be a happy ending to one of the characters, but not to the show ultimately. We're not sure. You got to tune in to iLegal to see.
All right. Well, Carlos, you're going to be here on Saturday at the Casino del Sol Event Center. Tickets still available at the Casino del Sol box office, CasinoDelSol.com, and, of course, through the concert calendar here at KFMA.com. Great talking to you, Carlos.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it, man. Can't wait to see you guys, Tucson. It's been too long.
Absolutely, man. We'll see you on Saturday.
Bye, brother.
Bye-bye.